This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that six projects in Columbia County won $5.6 million of more than $57 million of New York's latest Regional Economic Development Council Initiative Awards. F. Michael Tucker, president and CEO of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, said, and I quote, "Columbia County did really well. We're very grateful to the governor's office considering projects in Columbia County and awarding funds to the individual project sponsors to advance economic opportunities in Columbia County," end quote. Montgomery Street projects in Hudson received $1,526,168 for rehabilitation of the Katz Building. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society gets $500,000 to fix the underwater foundation of the lighthouse. Friends of the Public Square Hudson receives $500,000 for renovation. The town of New Lebanon got $500,000 for improvements to Shafford Memorial Park and $25,000 for a public utilities project. Clock Estate of Kinderhook received $275,000 for tourism events, and Hudson Hall gets $70,650 for the Hudson Jazz Festival. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that there will be better cell service soon on Farm to Market Road in Coxsackie after the town's planning board approved a new tower on November 14th, a silo. The 136-foot-high tower will look like a silo behind 20 12-foot-high evergreen trees. Planning Board Chair Scott Fisher said the town code meant a cell tower is allowed to be built. Fisher said, and I quote, "My vote is not for the cell tower. My vote is that if we say no, we lose our destiny in what this cell tower will look like," end quote. The tower passed the planning board 5-1, with Gerald Bunting opposing all three resolutions that needed approval. He said he was lodging a protest vote and said, and I quote, "The basis of our economy here is tourism. People come here for the scenery. They don't come here for telecoms. This is going to have a serious effect on property values, not just to the immediate residents, but residents further away, because the overall value of the area is going to be negatively impacted. I understand why this needed to pass, but it can't be unanimous," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. There are signs locally that winter is approaching. The village of Catskill this week hung holiday lights and took down the statue of Rip Van Winkle at the top of Main Street for the winter so that it is not hit by snowplows. After opening early on November 16th and 17th for the area's first skiing, Bellarm Mountain closed again and will open for the season on November 24th. Windham Mountain's website does not hint when it will start skiing, and Hunter Mountain's website also does not say when it will open and reports no snowfall yet this season. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weekend weather report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of showers mainly before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with the temperature falling to around 40 degrees by 5 p.m. There'll be a northwest wind at 13 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 26 miles an hour. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 32 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 13 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 24 miles an hour. On Sunday, there will be a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees and a northwest wind at 7 to 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 39 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Number 10.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Just try me, 'cause I know you're doing nothing, so come on. Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Bye.
number.
8 8 8 8 8 8.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Follow the moon.
Number
2023 jazz there from Montana Roberts. That was We Said from the Chapter 5 in his Coin series.
Number
5. Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great peace. with a gem, a precious stone, in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there without exclusion.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
three.
Here is a song from 2023 from Matmos from their Return to Archive record. It's they're exploring the Folkways archive. Here is why. Why indeed from Matmos.
Number
two.
Did you wanna write it down, or was that just a lie? Did you meet a blue-eyed girl? Was she sweet when she smiled?
number
one.
We hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buchan.